Today we'll be doing Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalid. We left off about six or seven lines from the top of Yud Dalid Amud Aleph. Today we'll be talking more about the Maisim Merkava and other related teachings as well. So let's begin now. So Amar Le Shmuel Lechia Bar Rav Bar Aryeh. So Shmuel says Techia Bar Rav Bar Aryeh, which means he's a lion, he's a Torah scholar. I want to tell you something very great, Davi Amar Avucha, that your father once said, which is the following: Koyoma v'yoma nivra'in malachei asharis minahar dinor. Every day, new angels are created from the Nahar Dinor. The Amri Shira ubatle. They sing Shira and then they go away. So every day, there are new angels being generated. Shenemar chadashim livakarim. That they're new coming in, Rabba Munasecha, which increases our emuna. So the Maharshal over here says that when we say Rabba Munasecha, it means that part of the fundamental belief in our emuna in Hashem is that He renews the world every single day, which includes everything in it. I mean, He didn't create the world and then leave. Everything is constantly being recreated, and that includes angels, which is why in davening, in Yotzer Or, we say, Uvetuvo mechadesh b'chol yom tamid, ma'aseh bereishis. In His goodness, Hashem renews creation every single day. And then we say, Yotzer misharsim, v'yasher misharsav. Included in that renewal of creation every single day is the renewal of the creation of Hashem's servants, meaning the angels. So this, what we say in davening every day, is referenced here in the Gemara and Chagiga, Daf Yud Dalet. Upligid Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Damar Shmuel Bar Nachmini, Amar Rav Yonasan. This argues on the following statement: Kol Dibur V'Dibur Shosim V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Nivru Mimenu Malach Echad. Not that angels are renewed every day, but rather that every single word that God Kavayachol utters, a new angel is created through that word. Shenemar B'Daber Hashem Shemayim Nasu Uburuach Piv Kol Tzivaam. That through His words, things are mamish created. Okay, so now once we talked about God, we're going to mention other descriptions of God. So Kasav Echad Omer Levusha Kiseleg Chior V'Sar Reishe Ke'amer Naka. That His clothing is white and His hair is white like clean wool. So the imagery of God is that He has white hair. Uksiv kavuso sav tal talam shechoros ka'oriv. That God's hair is black like a raven. So is God's hair white or is it black? So lo kasha kan be yeshiva kan b'molchama. It depends on the context. D'amar mar ein lecha na be yeshiva elazakim. When God is sitting, when He's judging, when He has the image of an older fellow, so then we know that the image of someone older is with white hair. Ve'ein lecha na b'molchama elabachar. But when God is kaviyachol doing battle, when He's involved in din, so then the image He portrays is of a younger man with black hair. Okay. Continuing on the contradictions, seeming contradictions in the description of God. So, Kasav Echad Omer Kraseh Hashaviv and Dinor. It says that His chair, His Kisei HaKavod, is fiery. But Kasav Echad Omer, but another pasuk says, Ad De Karson Rama V'Asik Yoman Yosef. That He sits on multiple chairs. Krason, Rashi points out, implies two chairs. So, does God have one Kisei that He sits on, or two Kisos? Says Gemara, Lo Kasha, Echad Lo, Ve'echad LeDavid. One of them is for Him, and one of them is for David HaMelech. Kidatanya, Echad Lo, Ve'echad LeDavid, Divri Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, that's how you understand that one is for Him, one's for David. Amar Lo, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Akiva, Ad Matay Ata Osa Shechina Chol. How much longer can you make profane the Shechina? Because you're saying that God has another chair right next to Him for David? That's not covetic. Now this Lashon sounds like Akiva, Rabbi Akiva has been doing this a lot. So the Achron point out that we know that Rabbi Akiva or many Mefarshim were Darshan, they used to expound all the word S in the Torah until they got, to the phrase Es Hashem Elokecha Tira, fear God, and no one was able to expound it until Rabbi Akiva came along and said, the S is L'Rabos Tamid HaChachamim. So you had this fear of God. No one wanted to touch it, that anyone would come close. And then Rabbi Akiva came and said, Tamid HaChachamim are like that. So you see that he had a habit of equating mortal man on a certain level to God Himself. So they said to Rabbi Akiva, this isn't a proper explanation that God has a second chair that David sits on right next to his. Ella, what does it mean God has two chairs? Echad l'din ve'echad l'tzedaka. It means that sometimes he's sitting on one chair for din, one chair for tzedaka. As we know, the Gemara in Brachos in the beginning tells us that different watches of the day, God is sitting on different places. And over there, the Gemara says that at one point, God's sitting on his kisei din, and then at a certain hour of the morning, he switches over to his kisei where he does rachamim. So says the Gemara, kiblimine o lo kiblimine. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this new teaching that the two chairs are one for din, one for tzedakah? Or did he stick to the fact that one chair is for Hashem, one's for David HaMelech? So Tashma, we have proof. Echel din ve'echel tzedakah, divi Rabbi Akiva. Clearly Rabbi Akiva accepted it, retracted, because in another brisa he's quoted as saying the pshat in the two chairs is not one for Hashem, one for David, but rather one for din and one for tzedakah. However, Rabbi Akiva was not done being attacked, because Amar Eliezer ben Azariah, he says, Akiva, malacha itzel hagada. Why are you getting involved in Divrei Agada? I mean, this is obviously a very esoteric conversation. Kalcha midibarecha, stop being involved in this. Except Eitzel Negamba Oholos. As Rashi points out, Rabbi Akiva was much more expert in deep halachic sugyas, like Negahim and Oholos, which we know are very complex. So he's saying, stick to your level of expertise. Don't get involved in Agada. Ella, rather, what's the pshat in the two chairs? Echad l'kisei, v'echad l'shrafraf. One is God's actual chair, the kisei kavod he sits on, and one is kaviyachol, like a footstool for his chair. Kisei liyashav alav, shrafraf l'hadom raglav. The kisei is for sitting on, and the footstool is to balance his legs. Shenamar hashamayim kisei, the heaven is God's chair. V'haaretz hadom raglai. And the land is the footstool, which several daf ago, if you remember, we pointed out this came up in the Machlokes as to what was created first, the heaven or the earth. And this was a proof that the heaven was created first because it's primary, because that's God's chair. The footstool, the earth, would only be created after you already have the chair in place. Once you've measured the height of the chair, then you can put the footstool in place. Kiyasar of Dimi. Amar, Shmonesrei Klolos, Kilal Yeshaya Es Yisrael. Rudimi says that there were 18 curses that Yeshaya HaNavi passed along from God to the Jewish people. Veloniskara Daito, and Yeshaya didn't stop Ad She'amar Lehem HaMikra Hazeh, until he said the following pasuk: Yerhavu HaNar B'Zakin V'Nikla B'Nichbad, that in the future time there'll be a time when the Na'ar, the young lad, is going to be ruling over the older, and the one who's disgraced will be ruling over the Nichbad, the one who's honored. So the Marsha over here says, why was Yeshayahu cooled down specifically when he read this verse? He says because he knew that before Mashiach will come, the young will embarrass the old, the disgraced will embarrass the honored, and so therefore this klala is a simon of Bias HaMashiach, very similar to the fact that Rabbi Akiva, at the very end of Makos, when he saw the fox trotting on the Harabayas, and he knew that this was part of the prophecy of the ultimate Geula. So now the Gemara is going to go through the 18 curses that Yeshayahu passed forth from God. So Shmona Esrei Klolos Ma'inihu, Tichsev, the Pasuk says, Ki hinei Adon Hashem Tzevakos Mi'isim Yishalayim Yehuda, Hashem the God, remove the following from Yishalayim and Yehuda. So it's going to go through 18 descriptions, and then the Gemara will expound one by one. Mishan, Mishana, Kol Mishan Lechem, Kol Mishan Mayim, Gibor, Vishmochama, Shofet, V'Navi, V'Kosim, V'Zakin, Sarchamishim, V'Nasu, Panim, V'Yoetz, V'Chacham, Charashim, V'Navon, Lachash, V'Nasati, Na'arim, Sarehem, V'Ta'alulim, Yim Shalubam. So the Gemara now is going to go through each of these descriptions. Says the Gemara, Mishan Elu Bali Mikra. You know what's going to be lacking in Yerushalayim? Those who know Chumash Mishana Elu Bali Mishnah. Right? That sounds like Mishnah. They're going to be lacking those who know Mishnah. Kun Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'Chaverov. Those who are very familiar with Mishnah. Pligibar Rav Papa Rabbanan, Chadamar Shesh Meo Sidri Mishnah, Vachadamar Shva Meo Sidri Mishnah. Back then, Rashi points out, we have Shisha Sidri Mishnah, only 6 volumes of Mishnah, 6 tractates, but back then there were either 600 or 700, and there were those who were fluent in all of them. But now they were lost after this curse was issued. Kol misham lechem elu bali Talmud. There will be no longer those who are familiar with Gemara. And Rashi said the reason why we called them lechem is because sheish lismoch al horasan kismichas lechem. That those who are very well versed in Shas and Gemara, so we rely on their rulings just like we rely on bread as a staple of our diet. Shenamar lechu lachmo belachmi v'shasu b'yayin masachti. The komishan mayim elu bali agada. There will be no longer those who are able to expound agada. Shemoshim libo shel adam kemayim. Why are they referred to as mishan mayim? Because we know if you give a very complex halachic sugya, it's very detailed, it's hard to follow. When a person tells over a nice divrei agada, a drasha, so it brings in the hearts of people. It flows very easily like water. Ka'agada. The Bach adds in here, Davar Acher, Zaham is Gaber B'Yitzro, that who, a Gibor, is someone who overcomes his Yitzer, and those no longer existed after this curse. Alternatively, Gibor Zeb Baal Shmuos. A Gibor is one who has a lot of Shmuos, says Rashi, who heard a lot of Halachos Psukos from his Rabbeim, and they're very fluent in his mouth. So I guess he's a Gibor because he's able to keep it all in. He's able to retain that memory. The Ish Milchama, what do we mean that the Ish Milchama will be lost? Zeshayodea Lisa Velitin B'Milchamta Shel Torah. He'll be able to go to war in the Milchamta Shel Torah. He'll be able to go back and forth with a chavrusa, with a partner, and able to go really discuss complex halachic topics. Shofet, Zedayin, a Shofet, you know who will no longer be there after this curse? A judge, Shadan Din Emes La'amita, who judges faithfully. Navi, Kimashma'o, there'll be no longer any Naviim, any prophets. Kosem Zem Melech, Melech, that's a king. Shenemar Kisem Al Sifse Melech, so it references Mishpat Lo Yimal Piv, so it references Kisem with respect to a king. Zakein is Zeshe Roy Li Yeshiva. Zakein means that who's fit to be sitting, and says Rashi, fit to be sitting, so he sits all day and people come to him for advice. So those people will no longer be in existence. Sar Chamashim, Atikre Sar Chamashim, Ela Sar Chumshin. What does it mean, a Sar Chumshin? Zeshe Odea Lisa Velitin Bechamishi Chumshe Torah. You know who will no longer be around? Those who are able to go back and forth with the five books of the Torah. So the Marsha over here notes that the very first of the curses, which was Mishan, we say that refers to Bali Mikra. So he asks, what's the difference between Bali Mikra and Zeshi Odea Lisei Velitin Bechamishi Chumshi Torah? They both seem to be referring to someone who knows Chumash. So the Marasha answers that Bali Mikra means they're experts in all of Mikra, meaning all the 24 books of Tanakh, but they don't know how to do pilpul in it. Meaning they know the text, but they don't know how to really engage in a deep discussion of it. Whereas Sar Chumshin means they know pilpul in specifically the five books of the Torah, but for the remaining books of Tanakh, they don't know. Davar acher sar chamashim k'dev Rav Avahu, dam Rav Avahu, mikan shein ma'amidim miturgaman al tzibor, pachos mi'chamishim shana. Miturgaman was the one who would either translate the Balkori when he was leaning into a language that the people would understand, or translate the rabbi's drasha. Either way, sar chamishim means that such a person has to be at least 50 years old. And such people who are of such high stature no longer were in existence at the time of this curse was issued. The Maratzchias just makes a note over here that we don't really find this anywhere in the halacha. We don't find there's an age requirement of 50 years old really for anything in halacha. Sometimes we have 30, let's say, when it comes to being a bal tefillah yom noraim. We have other certain requirements in ages, bar mitzvah, maybe the age of 20, but nowhere do we really find the age of 50 over here la halacha. V'nasu panim. What does that mean? Zeshen nosim panim l'doro bavuro. It means on behalf of such a person, there's favor is found in the entire generation. So l'mala, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found favor for an entire generation based on one person. Kigon Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, as Rashi points out, that the Gemara in Tainis says that the entire world was satiated at one point in history because of Chanina ben Dosa. And Lamata, and sometimes the ruler, the community, the non-Jews of that particular place will also have favor for the Jews because of one person. Kigon Rabbi Yovahu be'Kesar. He was very well liked by the Malchus, and because of that, they treated the entire Jewish people very well at that time. Yoetz, what does it mean? Yoetz, sheodea la'aber shanim v'lekfo achadashim. Someone who's wise, who knows how to calculate leap years and whether months are mali or chaser. Interestingly, the Sefer Daf al Daf quotes from the Nachal Eliyahu that's pshat in the Gemara Megillah on Daf Yud Beis, with the pasuk in the Megillah says Vayomer Hamelech lachachamim yodea itim. So specifically, Achashverosh went to seek advice from those who knew the itim, who knew the times. What does that mean? So he says, based on this Gemara, that since they were Yodea Itim, since they knew how to be La'aber Shanim and Kovei Chadashim, they were considered Baal Itza. Because this Gemara said the definition of a Yoetz, of one who can give advice, is someone who knows the Itim. And that's specifically why Achashverosh went to those individuals. V'chacham, ze talmid ha-machakim es rabosav. It's a student who actually causes his rebbeim to be wiser by asking questions and pressing them on certain issues. Charashim b'shasha poseach b'divrei Torah hakol nasim kicharashim. A charashim means a type of person who has such command of a room that when he begins to speak words of Torah, everyone becomes like they're deaf. They stop talking. Such people were also lost. But navon, what does it mean? A navon, zehamivin davar mitoch davar, someone who's able to make inferences between one item and another, and lachash zesheroy limsar lo divrei Torah shnisna belachash, someone who's worthy of the Torah being given to him, as we know the Torah itself was given belachash, was given belachash. Now, what does belachash mean? So the Masorah Shashat over here says bechashai, it was given with secrecy mimnei hasatan. Because as we know, Har Sinai, really, there was a lot of fanfare there. But we know when there's a lot of fanfare, the Ayin Hara has a power to be sholeit. So to seclude the Torah from the Satan, the Torah was also given quietly in a way to avoid Ayin Hara. V'nasati na'arim sarehem, and the young will become the officials. So my v'nasati na'arim sarehem, what does that mean? Amar b'lazar, elu b'nei adam sheminurim min ha-mitzvos. Means na'arim doesn't mean youth. It means those who are empty from mitzvos. So that's the people that will be around after these curses were issued. V'talulim yimshulubam. What does that mean? Amra pavar Yaakov, tali b'nei tali. Like fox is the son of foxes. Meaning not only are the people themselves lowly, but their descendants are lowly. It's an entire lowly generation. V'lonis kara daite wacho amar lehem. And Yeshaya didn't stop with the curses. He wasn't appeased until the pasuk said, Yirhavu nar b'zakev v'nikla b'nichbad. Hey, what does that mean? Elu b'nei adam sheminurim in ha-mitzvos. The people that were empty from mitzvos, Yirhavu, would rule over b'mi sheminurim mitzvos kerimon. Those who are filled with mitzvos, like a rimon, like a pomegranate. As we know, we often refer to the fact that someone's full of mitzvos, like a pomegranate. Now, that does not mean there are 613 seeds in a pomegranate. That's a little bit of a myth, but we always refer to it as a rimon. V'anikla b'nichbad, what does it mean that those who are disgraced will rule over those who are honored? Yavi misha chamuros domalav kekalos. Come those who they view very strict halachos, let's say Shabbos, Kashrus, kekalos, they take them very lightly. Those types of people will rule over v'yirhavu b'misha kalos domalav kechamuros. Right? The right way to observe Yiddishkeit is afilu mitzakala. Like the Mishnah Avo says, there's no such thing as an insignificant halacha. We view every act, every word, every mitzvah on equal level. We treat it with such seriousness because we know it's all mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amrav Katina, afilu b'shas kishlonish Yerushalayim. Even as Yerushalayim was being destroyed, lo pasku mehem balei amana. Those who were trustworthy never ceased. Shenemar, so it says that when people would greet each other, they would essentially be hiding. So what does that mean? What would they hide? Dvarim shebnei adam miskasin kisimla, things that people normally hide, like a cloak, yishnon tachas yadecha, they didn't reveal. Now Rashi points out, we're disgracing these people to tell them they didn't know how to answer halachic questions. So therefore, when someone would come be searching for an answer, people would actually go hiding. They wouldn't want to give them a false answer. So you see the fact that people, when they had halakhic questions, would hide from each other, that shows they were very honest. Because they didn't want to just pretend they knew something they didn't. So instead they would just hide. The pasuk continues over there and says that this michshol, maiva machshela hazos, means dvarim she'im b'nei adam omdin aleim elam kein nichshol bahen. When it comes to divrei Torah, it doesn't happen easily. Divrei Torah, Limud Torah is something that we often, and we actually have to, struggle over and falter over initially to eventually overcome, right? Learning is not easy. And if one is too easy, then he's not really doing it right. It's something that we do struggle with. Yishna tachas yadacha. Limud Torah was something that they hid. They didn't reveal that they didn't know it. Rather, they just hid. They didn't want to say they didn't know. So Yisa b'yoma hu le'emor, they swore on that day, saying, lo yechuv ishu besi in lechem in simla, lo sisimuni katzin. Right? They said that I'm hiding in my house. I don't have any bread. I don't have any cloaks. Im Yisa, and in Yisa, el loshon shvua. It means that shenamar, lo yisa shem ha'sham lokacha, like in the Sarsa Dibros. So what were they swearing here? Lo e yechuv ish. What does it mean? Lo ha'yisi mechuv shebesa medrash. They admitted to other people, they were not one who always hang out in the Beis Medrash. Ubesi in lechem in simla. That means she'in biyadi lo mikra v'lo mishnah v'lo gemara. So they admitted that they didn't know chumash or mishnah or gemara. So you see how honest these people were, that they would be very honest about what they didn't know. So the gemara says, well, the fact that people hid instead of answering questions, that doesn't show that they're honest. That just shows that they're scared. B'dil mashayni hasam, di amarlu gamirna, because if they would lie and say, you know, we know the halacha, then amrilei emalan. And then people would say, okay, so if you know the halacha, then can you answer this question for me? And then, havalei lemimar gamar v'shachach. And then they would have to say, oh no, we learned it, but we just don't know right now. We forgot it. But that's not true, because mailo yechovish, lo e yechovish klal. What these people were really saying was, not that we knew and forgot, we never knew this halacha. So you see that they were very honest in the fact that they admitted, they hid, and then when they were confronted, they would say, we don't know the halacha, sorry, we don't know anything about Limud HaTorah. So in that way, even though obviously Bali Mikra, Bali Mishnah, Bali Gemara were all lost, at least people maintained a certain sense of honesty. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really true? V'amar Rava, L'chai Rishalayim, Ad Shepasku Minu Bali Yamara. Yerushalayim was only destroyed once those that were trustworthy were also destroyed. Shenemar shotu b'chutz Yerushalayim v'ruuna v'du bikshu v'chavuseha. They were looking in the streets. Im timtzu ish im yesh osa mishpa mevakesh emuna v'eslachla. Could I find someone who's trustworthy? No, they couldn't find anyone who is trustworthy. So we said, even when everything else was destroyed in Yerushalayim, those who were trustworthy remained. And yet here it says, Yerushalayim was only destroyed once those who were trustworthy were also destroyed. So what is it? Were the trustworthy remain, or were they destroyed? Says the Gemara, Lo kasha, turning the page to Yudal Amaviz, Ha b'divrei Torah, Ha b'masa umatan, meaning it depends what we're talking about. B'divrei Torah, havu, when it came to being honest in terms of how much you know, how much you learn, that even when Yerushalayim was destroyed, people remained honest about their learning and what they did and did not know. However, b'masa umata, when it came to business, lo havu. People were not honest. And when Yerushalayim was destroyed, there was a resurgence of people who were lying, who were deceitful, who were not trustworthy when it came to business. Tana Rabbanan, now we're back talking about the Maisa Merkava. So Maisa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shehaya Rochev al HaChamor, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was riding on a donkey, v'yotzi Yerushalayim, leaving Yerushalayim, by Mahalik Baderech, Rulaz ben Arach, Mechamer Acharov, and Rulaz ben Arach was leading his donkey right after Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, which apparently was his Rebbe. Amar lo, Rulaz ben Arach says to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Shana li perek echad ma'isa merkava. Rebbe, please teach me a perek of ma'isa merkava. Amar lo, his Rebbe said, Lo kach shanisi lachem v'lo merkava biyachid. Didn't I teach you that I'm not allowed to teach an individual ma'isa merkava? That was our mission on Yadalfa Mavez. Elim kein hayachachu mevi midaito. Unless the individual himself is of the level where he basically knows it already, so I'm not teaching him anything new. So Amar lo, Rebbe, Tarshini lomar l'fanecha davar echad shel maritani. Fine, so at least allow me to say something from Ma'aseh Merkava that you taught me. So pause over there. The Marsha and many others asked the question of, I don't understand. Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is saying that, okay, fine, if you won't teach it to me, so I'll say something that you once taught me. So I don't get it. Did Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai think that Rabbi Elazar ben Arach was of the capacity to handle the Ma'aseh Merkava or not? Because he said he wasn't, and yet Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is claiming that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai once taught him something for the Maaser Merkava. So the Marsha says two things. Well, really three things. The first thing the Marsha says is it could be that Rosa ben Arach once was of the capacity to learn Maaser Merkava, but then he forgot all his learning. And so at this new point when he was trying to relearn it all, Yochanan Zakkai felt he wasn't of that level at this point, and that's why he didn't teach it to him. Alternatively, the Marsha says, when Rosh Hashanah said this, he didn't really mean literally that Yochanan Zakkai taught it to him, as Yochanan Zakkai just denied that he's going to teach it to him. Rather, it was Baderach Anava. And the Gra on Shulchan Aruch actually says this, that when a person's speaking to his Rebbe, or a Rav that's taught him most of his Torah, and he's telling the Rav something new in Talmud Torah, he should always preface it by that is Rebbe taught me the following, even though your Rav never actually taught it to you, because it's Bederach Anava, it's Bederach Kavod, that Mistama, this Rebbe taught you a lot of your learning, he's given you the tools, the power to learn, so anything you really learn can be attributed to this Rav. And then the third possibility the Marsha suggests is the Yerushalmi actually takes out the word over here, Shelimaritani. So that word, if you don't have that girsa, then the question really basically falls away. But either way, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach is about to tell his Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai something from the Maaser Merkava. So Amar Lo, Emor. So his Rebbe said, okay, fine, tell me. So Miyad Yerid Yochanan ben Zakkai Miyal HaChomor. So Yochanan Zakkai gets off his donkey, but Isatif Yashav Ala Even Tachas Azayis. He goes and adorns himself, wraps himself in a talis, sits on a rock under an olive branch. And Amar Lo, Rebbe, Minayarat Miyal HaChomor. So Rebbe Elazar ben Arach says, Rebbe, why'd you get off the donkey? So Amar, his Rebbe says, Efshar ata dorish maaser merkava, u'shchina imanu, u'mach esharas malavin osanu. You're about to darshan something so holy. The shchina is with you when you darshan it. The angels accompany you when you darshan it. Vani arkev al hachamor, and I'm just going to go ride on my donkey. I have to go. I have to sit. So miyad pasach lezer ben arach maaser merkava. So lezer ben arach starts darshaning maaser merkava. V'darash, he does it. V'yar de'ish ben hashamayim, a fire comes down from heaven. V'sichacha koha ilon shabasadeh, and it scorches all of the trees in the field. Pasul kulam v'almashira, all the malachi asharis begin to sing shira. Mashira amri, what do they sing? Halu as Hashem in ha'aretz, tanina v'chol ta'omos, eitz peri v'chol ha'arazim, haluka. Nene malach min ha'ish, v'amar, and a malach speaks out from fire and says, Hein hein maisa markava. Then this drasha that Elazar ben Arach is giving a maisa markava, he's depicting it accurately. So Amar Yochanan ben Zakkai v'nishkol rosho, he gets up and gives Elazar ben Arach a kiss on his head. V'amar Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, blesses the God of Israel, Shenosan ben la'Avraham Avinu, who has given this son or descendant of Avraham Avinu, Sheodei lahavin v'lachar v'lidrash maisa markava, who's able to understand and to expound on the maisa markava. Yesh na adorish v'na mekayim. Some people are able to expound things, but they don't really keep the halacha. Na mekayim v'na adorish. Some people keep the halacha, but they're not able to expound. Ata you Elazar ben Arach na adorish v'na mekayim. You have both qualities. You're able to keep the halacha. You're able to expound very beautifully. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu Elazar ben Arach yatzei michalatzecha. Praiseworthy is Avraham Avinu that Elazar ben Arach is one of his descendants. Ukshenemra advarim l'nei Rabbi Yeshua. When it was told to Rabbi Yeshua that Elazar ben Arach made this drasha of Maaser Merkava, Hayahuv Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, Mahalchim Bederech, him and Yossi HaKohen were walking on the road, and Amru, they said, Af Anu Nidrash Maaser Merkava, we too will take Elazar ben Arach's lead, and we will darshan Maaser Merkava as well. So Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua Vidarash, he darshan Maaser Merkava, Vioso Hayom, Tekufas Tamas Haya, it was summertime, normally not very cloudy. However, because he was darshing Maaser Merkava, Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim, the skies began to get cloudy, V'nirakim and Keshes Ba'anan, and it was resembled a rainbow in the sky. The Achronim point out, not an actual rainbow, because that's a sign of a curse. It was Kimin Keshes, it looked like a rainbow a little bit. V'yumachay Asharis Miskabtsin Ubayin Lishmo, Kami Adonshim Miskabtsin Ubayin Liros B'miz Mute Chasam Akala, and the angels started gathering to listen, like people who gather around to dance with Chasam and Kala, like we have nowadays at weddings by Ketzer Meraktin, when everyone gathers in a circle to rejoice with the Chasam and Kala. Halach Rabbi Yossi HaKohen B'siper Dvarim L'nei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and Rabbi Yossi HaKohen went and told everything that they did, what they darshaned in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Amar, and he said, Ashrichem, Ashri Yoladchem, praiseworthy are you and your descendants. Ashri Eini Shekach Ro, praiseworthy are our eyes that have witnessed this. V'af Aniva Atem B'chalomi, and I saw me and you guys in my dream. Mesubin Hainu Al Har Sinai, we were gathered around Har Sinai. V'nosnu Aleinu Baskol Min HaShemayim, and a heavenly voice came out from Shemayim. The Amar, and said to us, Olukan va'olukan, come up here, Trak and Gedolin, my big palaces, Matzos, nose, and a nice dining room table, Motzos Lachem, I've set for you, Atem v'tamidechem, v'tamidechem, you and your students and your students' students, Mezumin l'kashlishis, are fit for the third group. As the Mefarshim point out, there are seven groups of tzaddikim that sit near Hashem in Shemayim Lasilavo, and they'll be part of the third group who sits next to the Shechina. Says the Gemara, Eini, is it really true that Elazar ben Arach darshan the Ma'isim Rakava in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai? Mahatanya. Don't we have a brisa that says, Yosi Bar Yehuda Omer, Shlosha Hartza Osein, there were really only three lectures in history that took place that surrounded, that involved the Ma'isim Rakava. What were the three? Rabbi Yeshua, here's the Dvarim from Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua expounded Ma'isim Rakava in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Akiva, here's the Lefnei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva expounded in front of Rabbi Yeshua, and Hananiah ben Chachinai, here to Lefnei Rabbi Akiva, and Hananiah ben Chachinai expounded in Ma'aseh Merkav in front of Rabbi Akiva. However, Bilu Elazar ben Arach, Loka Chashiv. So it doesn't list Elazar ben Arach as one of those who expounded in Ma'aseh Merkav. So why not? Says the Gemara, De'artze, ve'artu kamei kachashiv. De'artze, ve'lo artze kamei, lo kachashiv. On the list was only individuals who not only expounded the Ma'aseh Merkava to others, but others also expounded Ma'aseh Merkava to them. So apparently, Elazar ben Arach, yes, it's true, he expounded Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, but no one ever expounded Ma'aseh Merkava in front of him. And therefore, that's why he's not on the list. Says the Gemara, Eini, is this really so? But one of the people on the list is V'Hananiah ben Chachinai, to lo artzu kamei v'kachashiv. But yes, it's true. Chana ben Chachinai, he expounded Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Rabbi Akiva, but no one ever expounded Ma'aseh Merkava in front of him, and yet he made the list. So what's the difference between him and Elazar ben Arach? So the Gemara answers, De artzi miha kamei man de artzi. Well, yes, but Chana ben Chachinai, he expounded in front of Rabbi Akiva. And since Rabbi Akiva expounded in front of others, so if A was to B and B was to C, then we view it, according to Rashi, as if A expounded to C or had those expound to him. So again, Rabbi Chananiah ben Chachinai, he expounded from Rabbi Akiva. There were others who expounded in front of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva expounded in front of others, so we view it almost like up the chain as he did that. Whereas, Elazar ben Arach, he expounded in front of Yochanan ben Zakkai. No one else, Yochanan ben Zakkai didn't expound in front of anyone else. And therefore, that's why Elazar ben Arach is not on the list. Now, Tosos takes many issues with this explanation of Rashi, but obviously this is a very interesting and complex topic of Ma'aseh Merkava. But suffice to say that Elazar ben Arach did in fact expound Ma'aseh Merkava to Yochanan ben Zakkai, but he was on the list for a technicality because Yochanan ben Zakkai never expounded Ma'aseh Merkava to anyone else. So next week we'll pick up with the very, very well-known, famous topic of Pardes and the four individuals who entered this spiritual realm called the Pardes. But for now, we'll stop here.